94.1 Juice FM, Creston's Greatest Hits. I'm your host, Jensen Shields, and I'm joined by Paws Director-at-Large Debbie Crane. Debbie, who is our Paws Pet of the Week?
Well, this week we have a lovely cat. Her name is Kit Kat, and she's a year and a half old. She's a gorgeous orange and white tabby. She's very friendly and affectionate. She's quite independent. She's happy if she's on her own, but she's also happy if you want to stop by and give her some rubs. She is due to be spayed in 3 weeks, so we don't want that to stop anyone from adopting her before then. She can always be brought back to have her fix there in 3 weeks.
Okay.
And so if any of your listeners are interested in Kit Kat, they can just download an application from the Paws website and email it to Paws. And once they're approved, Paws will contact them to arrange to meet her.
And they'll have to adopt the whole Kit Kat, not just a piece of the Kit Kat.
Yes, they have to take the whole Kit Kat.
All right on. And do you have a Paws tip of the week for me?
Well, we actually do have one. We did, a few weeks ago, we did a PSA on what to do if you find a lost, injured, or a feral cat. And it was very well received, so we decided to do one on dogs.
Okay.
Because, there is a difference whether it's in town or not. So the question will be, what do I do or who do I call if I find a lost, sick, or injured dog? So tomorrow we are going to post a detailed infographic on the Paws Facebook page telling people what to do. But there's two important points to remember.
Mm-hmm.
The Town of Creston bylaw has no jurisdiction outside of Creston. You have to call Paws. And if it is after hours, the Paws answering machine does have the emergency after hours phone number on it. So the person can call there. And Paws volunteers do not find and secure dogs. They can only respond if the dog is secured enough for the after-hours volunteer to pick it up.
Okay, so your team's not going to go out hunting for a dog that may or may not even exist. So
yeah, so they're not trained as dog catchers. So
okay.
As much as they would love to find the dog, and it's, of course, distresses you when you know there's an animal out there in need, but there's nothing you can do at that particular moment. But so they can only find the dog or pick up a dog if it's already been secured or it's secure enough that they can get it.
Okay. Now, what do they do if they feel like securing the dog would be too dangerous?
That's a very good question. So that's where they would have to call the after-hours number and speak to the after-hours person. What they would likely do is then contact the dog director and see what kind of options there are. So far, we haven't had that issue. Most dogs are pretty frightened can sense that you're there to help them.
Mm-hmm.
So we've not had that issue come up for many, many years.
Okay. Thank you very much, Debbie, and I look forward to next week's Paws Pet of the Week.
Okay, take care.